Today, January 20th, the church celebrates the feast day of two martyrs, Saint Sebastian, the famous martyr who's the patron saint of archers and the patron saint of athletes, as well as Saint Fabian, who was both a pope and a martyr. Let's take a look first for just a moment at the life of Saint Fabian. He was the church's 20th pope. In the year 236, Pope Antaeus died after being pope for just 1 month. And so the clergy and the laity of Rome gathered to elect the next pope. Well, Fabian was a layman who was a farmer. He was coming in from the country into the city of Rome. He saw this big crowd, but walked over to see what was going on. And a bird, a dove, according to the historian Eusebius, this dove suddenly came out of the sky and landed on Fabian's head. Again, he was a layman coming in from the country. Well, the clergy and the laity interpreted this, that this was a sign from God, and he was unanimously elected as the next pope, the next bishop of Rome. So he then served for 14 years as pope. He served with great qualities of wisdom and leadership. During his time as pope, the church grew to 40,000 members. It was Saint Fabian who established buildings around the cemetery so the Christians could go and have mass and pray near the tombs of their loved ones. And he became, again, so powerful against the pagan emperor that Decius ordered him killed in the year 215. The other saint that we honor today is Saint Sebastian. Saint Sebastian originally was from Milan. He lived from about the year 257 to 288. So he was a 3rd century martyr for Christ. He died in Rome and was buried along the Appian Way. What we know about Saint Sebastian was that he was a soldier who had devoted himself to helping Christians that had been condemned to death, to give them comfort and encouragement before they would die for the Lord. And it was discovered that he himself was a Christian. And so he was tied to a tree. And you've seen the beautiful works of art over the centuries that have Saint Sebastian tied to the tree, pierced with arrows. They tried to kill him by shooting him full of arrows. Well, after what they thought was his death, when the Christians went to bury him, they found that he was still alive, barely, but still alive. He was taken to the home of a Christian widow named Irene and nursed back to health. Eventually, he went back to the emperor and denounced the emperor for his persecution of the Christians. So the emperor had him beaten to death and then thrown into a sewer. So that's how Saint Sebastian eventually died. Again, patron saint of archers and of all athletes because of his great strength, being able to survive the arrows, and then eventually giving his life for Christ. So today we glance back into history and see the heroic witness of these two incredible men who love Christ above all things, who are willing to shed their blood for the defense of the Catholic faith and of their personal love for Jesus.